The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
In the aftermath of the Russian-American nuclear holocaust of 2001, America became the Deathlands. Now, two centuries later, a new order emerges to inflict its rule from within fortified cities. Beyond the walls are the outlands, where a fragile freedom remains. Once a magistrate, fearsome warrior of the new order, Cain discovers a secret that has damned humanity since the dawn of history. Now, banished to the outlands, he joins forces with Bridget Baptiste, flame-haired keeper of the Cobaltville Archives, and Grant, brother-in-arms and weapons specialist.
Point bird! Damn it!
Under fire! The Vulcan Phalanx turret!
Take it out!
Roger.
Do you wish to hear the truth?
Yes, I'm ready.
We stand. We know. We are.
They're on to us now.
Yeah, they're trying to outflank us. The little fuckers sure are light on their feet.
Here they come!
Get them!
Welcome to the new reality. Welcome to the Outlands.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic audio presents The Destroyer. Created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir. Narrated by Christopher Graybill. With performances by Terence Aselford, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, Thomas Penny, Jeff Baker, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, Dolores King-Williams, Kate Torrey, James Lewis, James Konacek, Thomas Penny, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer number 103, Engines of Destruction.
Nobody knew when it all started. It had been going on since the days of Casey Jones. Nobody thought it unusual. It was as common as a caboose. No one knew when it would end. As long as man set hurtling engines on ribbons of steel rail, derailments were inevitable. And no one saw a sinister pattern emerge in the waves of rail accidents. From the earliest days of steam locomotives, there had always been rail accidents. Some years there were more, some years less. For three unrelenting years, there were more, many more. Rail fans, train crews, and transportation experts alike said the nation's aging rail system was approaching critical mass. The National Transportation Safety Board blamed engineers on drugs, aging and downgraded tracks, poor maintenance, and just plain dumbass bad luck. Everyone agreed that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?